This is Not Your Average Online Marketing Podcast, episode number 32. And in this episode, we're talking about my strategy for obtaining one-on-one clients without having a big launch, a big webinar, a big challenge, how you can just generate some clients on demand if you're looking to grow your business. So let's get into it. Hey, 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 not so average marketer. Welcome to another episode of the Not Your Average Online Marketing Podcast. Now, I'm really excited for today because I'm going to be walking you through how I get one-on-one clients when I have openings or when I want to do VIP days or coaching packages. I have a really simple process that I use to get new people to sign up with me and grow my client roster. So before we get into that, I do want to let you know that I am hosting a workshop on June 7th, all about my membership. Now, if you're listening to this episode or you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you may know that we have the Not Your Average membership, where we help people grow their list, their engagement, their sales with regular content through our membership. And if you didn't know, we took our membership to over 300 members, and we've been able to create monthly recurring revenue of five figures a month. And a lot of my audience has said, Zach, this is so cool. I love what you're doing. Are you ever going to teach on memberships? And, you know, when I was initially asked that, I said, I don't know, because I'm not a membership expert. But what I can do, because there's been a lot of requests, is show you what we've done with our membership to this point and how we've been able to actually grow our membership, launch it, create traction, and get more people in. So the cost for the workshop is $37. It's going to be 2 hours long, 2 hours plus Q&A. And we're going to cover a variety of topics about how we were able to bring our membership to life. And we're going to pair that with a companion workbook so that you can start mapping out a membership offer if it makes sense for your business. So we're going to cover things like how to map out a membership offer, how we pre-launch our membership and get our initial influx of members, how to find those initial members that want to join your program, how we leverage Facebook ads to sell more memberships, our content planning system that we use with my team to come up with new ideas for our membership, and even how to get members to refer people to your membership so that you can grow while keeping your members happy. So if that sounds like something you'd be interested in, you can head over to heartsoulhustle.com/membership. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/membership. We will also link that up in the show notes for you at the end of the show, but we would love to have you on that class. It's going to be really great, really cool. I'm super excited about it. Like I said, we can't teach you how to run a $1 million membership, but I can show you how I've taken mine to five figures a month in recurring revenue over the past year or so. So again, heartsoulhustle.com/membership, and you can check it out. So let's get into today's episode. You know, I wanted to talk about one-on-one clients because I think that it's really important to understand that sometimes you want those one-on-one clients. And even if you're listening to this episode and you're thinking, I do want to launch a membership, or I want to have a course, or I want to do one-to-many, I personally always like having a handful of one-on-one clients every couple of months, even if it's just like a VIP day, which is like a one-day intensive, even if it's, you know, a coaching client ongoing, or even if it's just, you know, a consult with a person for a few hours, because it keeps me connected to what's going on in the online marketing space. Okay. I'm not saying that you have to have a one-on-one client to do that, but for me, staying connected to my one-on-one clients keeps me grounded in kind of what's going on with my audience, what they're working on, what they're struggling with, what they want to see more of. And I think it's been really cool to have that benefit and be able to like talk to my ideal client, right? So when you do courses, yeah, you can absolutely kind of like talk to your client and you have a Facebook group and you're kind of engaging with them to see what's going on. But I think with one-on-one clients, you're actually like getting on Zoom. You're like talking to your audience. They're telling you what their big struggles are. And so I think there's massive benefit to that. So as far as when I use this strategy, it's when I've got openings on my roster for either VIP days or ongoing coaching clients. But I want to walk you through what we actually do to kind of attract clients into our ecosystem. Now, I will preface this by saying you do, for this strategy, need to have at least somewhat of an email list and a small social following. You don't need to have millions of people. I think if you have an email list of 200 to 500, you're in a good place. If you don't, we'll link it up in the show notes, but we have a entire episode, episode number 27, on Facebook ads for list building that we'll link up in the comments, or I'm sorry, in the show notes for you. And that will show you how you can start building your email list, okay? So I just want to preface that if you're listening to this and you're like, I don't really have a list yet, go back to episode number 27. It's going to give you some really awesome insights. But for now, let's get into the strategy. So the first thing I do with this strategy is I post on Facebook. I will admit I use my Facebook profile for business sometimes, and you know, I'm always networking and connecting with new people. I also post on my Facebook page, but I create this really simple post, okay? And I'm going to read it to you verbatim. This is something that we just did a couple weeks ago, and we filled up 3 spots for VIP days that we had available for our business. So what I said was, hey, I'm opening up 3 spaces for a VIP half day in May and June. In just a few hours, we'll write your lead generation Facebook ads, create a follow-up sequence for new leads, and map out an offer that you can pre-sell or launch to the audience you build. My team will then go in and actually set up lead generation ads we create together, and we'll give you a $100 credit to spend on your Facebook ads. If you'd be interested, drop an emoji below and I'll reach out. And then I paired it with an image. Now, I want to draw your attention to a couple things. First things first, I told them how many spots were available, okay? So I'm creating kind of this sense of scarcity, but it's not false scarcity. Like I really only have 3 spaces available for VIP days for the next couple of months. That's the first thing. The second thing, I was clear on the outcome. So sometimes people are like, if you want coaching, comment below, or if you want to get help, comment below. I was really specific about my offer. What specifically are you getting with this offer, right? And then I made it juicy. So you don't have to do this, you know, just think about what your audience really wants. But my audience doesn't love setting up Facebook ads. So I really sweetened the pot by saying, my team will set up your Facebook ads for you if you take me up on this offer, right? Pretty darn cool. So that's the first thing I do, okay? And I don't put a link to an application. I don't link to anything. I just say, drop an emoji if you'd be interested. What happens is people will drop emojis on your post, makes sense, if they're interested in ongoing coaching and support, right? Or if they're interested in my VIP day in this case. And what I do is everyone who drops an emoji, I send a private message on Facebook, okay? And I'm not being overly salesy or anything. I just drop a comment that says something along the lines of, hey, I noticed you were interested in the VIP day from my Facebook post. Is that something that you're still interested in? And then I start a genuine conversation, okay? And I know this sounds silly, but just ask people questions. Why are you interested? What do you want to work on? Why are you interested in working with me? And I just ask questions to get clarity on where they're at in their business, okay? So that's the first thing that I do. I'm going to start these DM conversations. Now, my goal with my DM conversations is to either move people over to a phone call or a Zoom call to discuss if it makes sense for them. And so I'll ask, like, hey, would you like to hop on a quick chat via Zoom or over the phone, just so I can tell you more about the offer and see if you're a good fit? I only do that after I've done like some initial diagnosis in the DMs, which is essentially meaning I ask questions just to make sure that it is something I can help them with. Are they the right kind of client? Are they interested? So I just have like a conversation. And then if that's working, I'll move them over to Zoom for a conversation and to move them into the program if it makes sense, right? Now, at the same token, you might be like, I don't have a big social following, or I've got an email list, but I don't really use my Facebook that much, or can I do this on Instagram? You can do this on Instagram. I find that my reach is better on Facebook, to be honest, for these kinds of posts. But you could do this on Instagram as well, via stories, via a post, and you can leverage the same concept, DM people that are interested, right? Now, the second thing that we do personally is we send out a really nice email to our list, okay? This email to our list, I won't read you the whole email, but we will, but I'll cover the fundamentals of what we do. So what I say is I call this the imagine email. And I did not create that terminology or that concept. This is a concept that I learned a long time ago about making these kind of offers for one-on-one coaching. And basically I said, imagine that we meet up for a day and we create something amazing together in 4 to 5 hours over Zoom. We're going to first create a lead generation Facebook ad, second, create an automated follow-up sequence, third, map out your offer, and then, of course, my team will set up the Facebook ads for you. So if you'd be interested, here's how it works. And I just walk them through the process of how they can kind of book a call with me, how to connect with me, what to expect if they become a client. And then, this is really key in my opinion, I put in the cost. So in my email, I say the cost to book a VIP day with me is $2,500, and it comes with everything listed above in the email. I'm only opening up 3 spots for the next 30 to 60 days because my calendar is pretty open right now and I'd love to get connected to my community. So I don't do a ton of these, but if you'd be interested, just reply with the words VIP day and your phone number and I'll reach out, okay? So I wanna draw your attention to a few things about this email. First things first, I walk them through what to expect, right? What the offer is. The second thing is I give them the flow. So if we do start working together, here's the exact process of what to expect. Then I include the price because I'm going to get really high quality people interested. And I don't mean quality people. I mean quality like follow-ups, right? If I just said, if you're interested, reply. People will reply like interested in the price, which is fine. But if I just know the price and I'm confident in my price, I can just put it out there and the people who respond already know that and it makes the sales calls a lot easier. And then again, just like I did in the Facebook post, I tell them I'm only opening up 3 spots, right? So I have that scarcity in there. What I do next is the same thing. They're gonna respond to this with their email, with the email, with the I want more info and their phone number. And what I do is I use Google Voice. So Google Voice is a software that you can get through Google. It's totally free. It does like call forwarding to your phone, but you can also text from it. And it gives you a completely separate phone number. So you don't have to text from your personal phone if you don't have a business phone yet, or you don't plan on getting a business phone. I know I've been doing this for almost 8 years and I still don't have a business phone, maybe one day. But what I want you to think about is texting the people who are interested, right? So what we do is we say, hey, I shoot them a text and I say, hey, it's Zach. I just got your response to my email. Would love to learn more about your business and chat with you. And just like I do in the DMs, I have a quick little diagnosis conversation inside text, right? So in the text, I'm literally saying like, hey, like, tell me more about your business. What's got you interested? What are you working on? What are your goals? What do you want to achieve? And then I say, hey, I do think I can help you, or hey, I don't think this is a good fit right now. And again, I move them into a phone call or a Zoom. And generally when I'm texting somebody, I ask their preference because I don't mind having a phone conversation for a sales call, but some people prefer a Zoom and to meet face to face, and that's okay too. It really comes down when I'm texting to the preference of the person I'm texting with, but that's what I do, and I start the conversations. Now, as for the sales call itself, because let's be honest, it is a sales call, they're interested, I'm getting on the phone, we're selling something, it's a sales call. For the sales call, I keep it super simple. I just ask questions. I think that we can have a whole episode, and I actually have a good friend who does sales calls, so maybe we'll bring them on the show here. But what I want you to understand, in my opinion, sales calls are just about asking a lot of questions and explaining if your offer can solve the problems and questions that come up. So for me, with my sales calls, it's very simple. I say, hey, let me set the stage for you. Here's how the call works. Here's what to expect. Here's what we'll do for the next 30, 40 minutes. Does that work for you? Yes, great. And then I say, okay, cool. So my favorite phrase to say to my clients is, hey, tell me a little bit about your business, what you're working on, why you're interested in this offer. Feel free to just kind of word vomit and I will sort through for all the relevant information. And then I ask questions. Why do you want to join this program? What's got you interested? What's your biggest goal? What's your biggest struggle? And then what I do is I repeat back to them what I'm hearing. So I might say something along the lines of, okay, it sounds like your big struggle is that your email list feels a little stagnant. You're not seeing the traction that you want with your audience. You really want to put an offer out there, but you can't seem to get it to work. And you've tried launching before, but it's flopped. Does that sound about right? And if they say yes, then I say, great. So I do, or again, I don't think that I can support you with this. And if I do think I can support them, then I simply say, can I tell you a little bit about the offer and how it works? And then I'll pitch my offer and I'll say, hey, how does that sound? And if they say, great, then I say, awesome, let's get you enrolled. Here's what it costs. Here's how to do it. Let's walk you through that process. Cool. And I will literally enroll people on the call. And what I will tell you is that a yes on a call without a payment is a soft yes, right? It means they're interested, but you need to have a follow-up in place, okay? So if somebody says, I'm totally interested, but I need to talk to my spouse, that's okay with me. I'm not gonna be like, why? You don't wanna enroll now? No, I'm simply gonna say, okay, no worries. If I follow up with you in like 2 or 3 days via email or via text, is that okay if I don't hear back from you? And they'll generally say yes. And I'm scheduling that follow-up intentionally so that people know, hey, I'm gonna follow up and I don't wanna be aggressive. I just wanna make sure that if you're interested, we get your spot secured, right? So if you can collect payment on the call, I recommend it. As uncomfortable as it may be that first time saying, how do you wanna pay today? And then moving them into actually filling out a checkout form can feel uncomfortable and awkward and weird transition-y, but it's a really, really valuable skill to practice, okay? Once they're booked in and made a payment, I do give my clients a contract. And I cannot recommend this enough. Get a signed contract. It's good for you. It's good for them. It protects everybody. I won't go too in-depth on contracts today, but I just want you to know, like, get clear. What's your refund policy? What's your call cancellation policy? What's your policy if they want to reschedule? You want to make sure that your clients know your policies and procedures so that you can set them up for, you know, a successful experience where they understand everything that's going on. Then after that, you just deliver. You deliver on the content. You do the coaching. You do the VIP day. You give them the content. And then you follow up with them in 30 to 60 days and say, has this been valuable? Is there anything else I can support you with? And then I always ask for a testimonial from my one-on-ones because they're going to be my strongest testimonials. They're going to know who I am, know how I operate. They're going to get results. And so I'm always going to collect a testimonial from them. So that's my process. It's very simple, very straightforward. It's about having intimate conversations with people, moving them into a sales conversation, and then making an offer. And it works really well. We do it all the dang time. So real quick, I just want to run through the process again. Number one, we post on Facebook, open-ended, and we start DM conversations. Two, we email our list with the price, the scarcity, all that good stuff, and we start conversations via phone or text. All of my conversations are DM or text to start to diagnose, is this somebody that I can potentially support? We move them over to a phone call or a Zoom sales conversation. Once we do that, we ask lots of questions to validate that this is something we can support them with and move them into the offer. We make the offer to pay today and join me inside the one-on-one, and then we deliver, follow up, and get a testimonial, okay? So This is my process for one-on-one clients. We do this when we have openings in our roster, if we want a cash injection before a big launch. It just works really, really well. And it's a soft approach where people can come to you and you can start authentic one-on-one conversations. So if you got lots of value, don't hesitate to jump over to Instagram at HeartSoulHustle and let me know via DMs or a storied post with the podcast screenshot. I love hearing from you guys when you enjoy the show. And if you want any of the links, we talked a little bit about that membership workshop, that other podcast episode. If you want to get links to that or a full transcript of this episode, you can head over to heartsoulhustle.com/NYAP032. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/NYAP032. For Not Your Average Podcast, episode number 32, we will have all of those links sitting in the show notes. We'll also have a full transcript of the episode waiting for you. Again, I just hope that this helps you maybe get a couple more clients if that's something that you're working on. I hope you get mad value from this episode. And until next week, stay not so average.